Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
45. Yuvam mam putra bhavena.
Yuvam mam putra bhavena.
Brahma bhavena cha sakrit.
Brahma bhavena cha sakrit.
Chintayantau krita snehau.
Chintayantau krita snehau.
Yasyete madgatim para.
Yasyete madgatim para.
Yuvam mam putra bhavena.
Yuvam mam putra bhavena.
Brahma bhavena cha sakrit.
Brahma bhavena cha sakrit.
Chintayantau krita snehau.
Chintayantau krita snehau.
Yasyete madgatim param.
Yasyete madgatim param.
Yuvam. Both of you,
husband and wife,
mam,
unto me,
putra bhavena,
as your son,
brahma bhavena, knowing that I am the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Cha and asakrit, constantly. Chintayantau, thinking like that. Kritasnehao,
dealing with love and affection.
Yasyete,
shall both obtain.
Madgatim, my supreme abode.
Param,
which is transcendental,
beyond this material world.
Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Both of you, husband and wife, constantly think of me as your son, but always know that I am the Supreme Personality of Godhead. By thus thinking of me constantly, with love and affection, you will achieve the highest perfection, returning home, back to Godhead. Purport. This instruction by the Supreme Personality of Godhead to his father and mother, who are eternally connected with him, is especially intended for persons eager to return home back to Godhead. One should never think of the Supreme Personality of Godhead as an ordinary human being, as non-devotees do. Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, personally appeared and left his instructions for the benefit of all human society. But fools and rascals unfortunately think of him as an ordinary human being and twist the instructions of Bhagavad Gita for the satisfaction of their senses. Practically everyone commenting on Bhagavad Gita interprets it for sense gratification. It has become especially fashionable for modern scholars and politicians to interpret Bhagavad Gita as if it were something fictitious. And by their wrong interpretations, they are spoiling their own careers and the careers of others. The Krishna Consciousness Movement, however, is fighting against this principle of regarding Krishna as a fictitious person and of accepting that there was no battle of Kurukshetra, that everything is symbolic and that nothing in the Bhagavad Gita is true. In any case, if one truly wants to be successful, one can do so by reading the text of Bhagavad Gita as it is. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu especially stress the instructions of the Bhagavad Gita. Yare deko tahe koho Krishna upadesh. If one wants to achieve the highest success in life, one must accept Bhagavad Gita as spoken by the Supreme Lord. By accepting Bhagavad Gita in this way,
all of human society can become perfect and happy. It is to be noted that because Vasudeva and Devaki would be separated from Krishna when he was carried to Gokula, the residence of Nanda Maharaj, the Lord personally instructed them that they should always think of him as their son and as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That would keep them in touch with him. After 11 years, the Lord would return to Mathura to be their son, and therefore there was no question of separation. Vasudeva and Devaki have mixed love for Krishna. They have the sentiment of parents. They're thinking of him as their son, and they're aware of him as the Supreme Absolute Truth. Putra Bhavina, Brahma Bhavina Cha. So there is some ambivalence there. creates a tension in their consciousness. And therefore they cannot enjoy his childhood pastimes. Krishna has to be taken away elsewhere, and they will only see him 11 years in the future. But now, at the verge of that point of separation, which must be a very painful time, remember the scene in Vraja when Krishna was leaving to go back to Mathura. It was pandemonium. So, although Vasudeva and Devaki, they're more staid in their behavior, they're not going to make a fuss like as the gopis did, but still they must be very upset. Not much they can do, they're in shackles. You know, they can't even get up. So all they can do is say something. But Krishna is trying to pacify them at this painful moment. And what he's telling them is that you'll be with me forever. You're my eternal parents, my eternal devotees. And this is the third life in this world in which you've been my parents, and now you've completed your practice. Now we'll go back to the spiritual world and you can be my parents forever. Just wait a little time for that. We'll finish up this final pastime and you'll be with me. Yasyete, the two of you, this is Atmanepadi Pratama Purusha Dvivachanam. It's third person, second person dual, Majjhima Purusha. The two of you will go. Yasyete. Where? Madgatim Param. To my transcendental destination. Where that is defined, where Krishna belongs in the spiritual world, is according to the mood of his devotee. The devotees who are attracted to him in the form of Ramachandra, that's Ayodhya. For the devotees like Vasudeva and Devaki, who are attracted to Dwarkadish Krishna, they'll go to the spiritual Dwarka. In Mathura, Dwarkadish is the most popular deity. The opulent lord of the royal capital of the Yadu dynasty. And Krishna is becoming now, not yet, 11 years from now, he'll become the prince of the Yadus. That's assured. Krishna makes his promise, and he does keep his promises. No matter what the gopis say, sooner or later Krishna keeps his promises, one way or another. He's not a liar. He's very tricky, but he's not dishonest. Konteya Pratijanihi. Arjuna, you should be my witness.
Namai Bhakta Pranashati. My devotee never perishes. Nahi Kalyana Krit Tata Durgatim. Nahi Kalyana Krit Parta Durgatim Tata Gachati. My dear boy Arjuna. My one who has done good will never suffer for it. So Krishna takes care of his devotees. He doesn't cheat them. Whatever cheating seems to be going on is actually Krishna's benediction. And he's not going to deprive. He's not going to leave Vasudeva and Devaki unsatisfied. They've already been through so much. They've suffered a lot up to this point. They've already lost 6 of their children. Krishna is going to be saved, as in contrast to all their other previous children. So they have no cause to lament. He's going to be kept safely in the house of Vasudeva's friend Nanda, and they'll see him again when he grows up. When it's time for him to go and get his Upanayanam, then he'll come home and kill Kamsa, and everyone will live happily ever after. Very foolish. Prabhupada makes a big thing in this purport about the misinterpretation of the Bhagavad Gita by people who use it. Practically everyone commenting on the Bhagavad Gita interprets it for sense gratification. Talking about considering Krishna fictitious. We're talking about Gandhi here, who wrote his own commentary on the Bhagavad Gita. Every politician wants to be commentator on Bhagavad Gita. So Gandhi had to write his commentary. And I saw in the library, on page 5 of the introduction, he actually comes out and says, I don't believe that Krishna ever existed as a historical person. Not only what Krishna said isn't true, there isn't any person who said it. Yeah, he doesn't exist. What to speak of his words being true? Such an interpretation of the Bhagavad Gita, I don't see how you could avoid calling it faithless. He doesn't believe in Krishna. Whether he's right or wrong in what he says, you can't say that he's a devotee of Krishna. You can't claim your devotion on the proposition that the object of your devotion doesn't exist. And then what is he writing his commentary for? Prabhupada says for sense gratification. His noble purpose of ridding India of the oppressive rule of the British, Prabhupada puts in the category of sense gratification. We want to be independent so we don't have to work for these British lords. We can keep all the assets for ourselves. This is a sense gratification. Anything that isn't aimed at the pleasure of the Supreme Lord is sense gratification, no matter how noble and selfless it pretends to be. You know, you're always, it's always selfish in some way. It's just extended selfishness. Okay, we're working for the benefit of our whole country. You know, all Indians are my brothers. Yeah. And the Pakistanis are my enemies. Yeah. We draw a line. That's just extended selfishness. This is extending the circumference of your selfishness. For some people, their selfishness goes as far as their own skin. And that's it. You know, the realm of what they consider sacred is just what's inside their own skin. And some others, it extends to the skin surface of their family members. And for some, it extends to the skin of their countrymen. And that's it. But unless you can extend the scope of your interest to all creatures, you're selfish. Vasudeva Kutumbakam. Your family should be the family of Vasudeva, which means all creatures. And that's only way to properly interpret Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad Gita is not a Hindu scripture. It's a book of knowledge for the whole universe.
Prabhupada has made that a reality. Bhagavad Gita as it is, which he proudly, with the help of his disciples, published in 75 languages. Very tough competition, even to the Bible. And one, the most popular published book ever, and Bhagavad Gita as it is catching up with the Bible. Number of copies, number of languages translated. But that's what Krishna wanted. That's what Prabhupada mentions here. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted of his followers. Yare deko tahe koho Krishna upadesh. Who did he address this to? He's saying, whoever you meet, tell them the instructions of Krishna. Prabhupada is here identifying that as the instructions of the Bhagavad Gita. Of course, Krishna, there's other instructions of Krishna. There's Krishna's instructions to Uddhava in the 11th canto of the Bhagavatam. Krishna gives instructions to many other devotees in different places in the Bhagavatam. And you can find other instructions of Krishna outside the Bhagavatam, in other scriptures. But Prabhupada says especially Bhagavad Gita. And I received third-hand an instruction from Prabhupada. It was given to senior editor in the Sanskrit department. That if you want to seriously preach, you should become very well learned in the Bhagavad Gita. Even though I'm giving everyday class in Srimad Bhagavatam, Prabhupada told him, I'm filling those classes with quotations from the Bhagavad Gita. So especially for preaching to the general public, the preacher should know the Bhagavad Gita very well and use it for basic preaching. So whoever you meet, tell them about Krishna. And the best source of your information about Krishna's instructions is naturally the Bhagavad Gita. And not Bhagavad Gita as interpreted by Mahatma Gandhi, but Bhagavad Gita as it is interpreted by Srila Prabhupada. Even when we read the Bhagavad Gita from the other Sampradayas, commentaries of the Vaishnavacharyas, we find for our purposes, they get too technical. I'm reading some of the commentaries of the I won't say who, but some of our other acharyas and the other sampradayas, they get so much into the minor points that you forget what the verse is about by the time you're at the end of the commentary, at least I do. Whereas the commentaries by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur and Baladeva Vidyabhushan, although they were great scholars, these commentaries are relatively simple and to the point. Because Bhagavad Gita, it's for the general public. It should be accessible to everyone. Prabhupada has gone out of his way to make it for everyone. Something that new people who are just coming for the first time into the culture of Krishna consciousness and know nothing of our philosophy, they can read Bhagavad Gita and understand it. By accepting Bhagavad Gita in this way, Prabhupada says, all of human society can become perfect and happy. So, again, the question is, who did Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu give this instruction to? Who was it? It was some Brahmin in South India. I forget the place. He wanted to leave his family. Was his name Vasudev, maybe? He wanted to leave his family and join Lord Chaitanya. Kurma Brahmin. His name was Kurma? Okay. And he wanted to, he is a family man, but he wanted to dump his family and join Lord Chaitanya's party. And Lord Chaitanya said, no, you stay home. And you do this. Everybody you meet, tell them Krishna's instructions. Amar agyai guru haya tare desh. On my order, you become guru and you save this place where you live. Don't worry about becoming a sannyasi at this stage of your life. You just stay where you are and preach to the locals, to the people in your own place. Of course, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was not against sannyas, but it should be taken when one is ready and fit for it. Preaching can be done by running around the world. Preaching can be done by staying in one place also. Who does he mean this for? He spoke it to one person. Prabhupada seems to be telling us that he means it for everybody. Everybody who is serious about being a devotee, he should be engaged in preaching. There's one purport later on in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. A verse is quoted by Krishna's Kaviraj. I don't know what the context is. It's famous verse spoken by Sudama, the friend of Krishna, the poor Brahmin. Kwaham daridra papiyan kwa krishna shriniketanaha brahmabandhuriti smaham bahubhyam upa rambitaha. What am I? A wretched beggar. Beggar in rags. And what is Krishna? The glorious husband of the goddess of fortune. I'm just the poor family member of Brahmanas, not even a proper Brahman myself. And here Krishna is embracing me in his own arms. So, Sudama is expressing his astonishment. How Krishna could be so interested in showing attention to him, being so kind to him, when he's so unfit and fallen. Prabhupada in the purport, in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, where that verse is quoted, Prabhupada gives a purport, where he says something like this, that Sudama is expressing the sentiment, he considers himself an unqualified member of the Brahmin family. But we, devotees of the Krishna conscious movement, we cannot even consider ourselves Brahma Bandhu. Not even that much. We have no qualification the way that Sudama Brahman had. We have no hope other than to follow the instruction of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then Prabhupada cites a particular instruction, which is Yare Deko Tahe Ko Krishna Upadesh Amara Gyai Guruhaya Tare Desh. Whoever you meet, tell them Krishna's instruction. You become guru and deliver the place where you live. The logic is, because we have no qualification, we're not even unfit members of Brahmin families. Some of us may be coming from Brahmin families. Most of us aren't. And what kind of Brahmin families are they anyway? Because of our disqualification, we have no recourse other than to become guru. Or to engage in preaching work on the order of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That's what Prabhupada said. This is Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's understanding of the Bhagavad Gita. Krishna was preaching, and it wasn't like, oh, you know, we're too busy here. We have a battle to fight. We have no time to preach. Yeah, we have work to do. No. The battle could wait an hour. First we hear Bhagavad Gita, then we have our battle. We should be like that every day. First our sadhana, chant our rounds, hear the Bhagavatam, then we can fight after that. No. Samadhi first, work later. Or sadhana first, work later. All right, Krishna. Any questions or comments?
What language did Gandhi wrote his Gita comment in?
English. What I saw was English. It might have been a translation. I just, wandering the library, picked up a book and it happened to be that. 300 pages. Yeah. I don't even think it was a verse by verse. It's like sort of essays.
Oh.
I think. Anyway. Opening it up to that page, so I just have to get it and put it down. I didn't look at the rest of it. Yes, ma'am.
It seems like in today's verse that Krishna wanted them to have that kind of devotion mixed with regard for his opulence. Like, it seems like ever since Krishna's own desire.
Krishna wants it, the devotees want it. Realms like Mathura exist because there's demand for it. There's demand for it on Krishna's part and on the devotee's part. There are Mathura devotees who want Krishna to appear as he does there. They wouldn't know what to do in Vraja. It's only 11 kilometers away. You know, even if you walk, you can get there in one day. Even if you don't even... 11 kilometers, you can't walk in one day?
2 hours.
2 hours. You know, so you could... But you got to cross the river. That's a little, you know, a little hard to do without a boat. But it's not hard to physically get from Mathura to Vraja. But it's a different world. The Mathuravasis don't know what to do in Vraja. Yeah, they can maybe visit for an hour, get some souvenirs, and go home. It's just not their place. They want to see Krishna, you know, as a prince of the Yadus. They're a coward boy. I mean, yeah, they may have a Gopal deity, but they, you know, they don't. They can't be Gopals themselves. So it's just Krishna. Because devotees exist with such mentality in the spiritual world, not just in illusion. It's not just Maya. No, Mathura and Dwarka are not Maya. They're not places of illusion. Yoga Maya, but that's, you know, not Mahamaya. There is none. There is no Maya in these places. So the devotees want that Krishna appear in that form, in opulent form or mixed form. And Krishna wants to have a variety of devotees. He wants to have different kinds of devotees, and therefore different realms exist. It's on the demand of both the devotees and Krishna himself that there are places where Krishna is not appearing just in pure madhurya. Madhura ras, madhurina samapayit. You know, everything ends best with a taste of sweetness. But what if the meal is nothing but sweets? Somebody might like that, but it's not normal taste. Normal taste is shadrasa, a combination of rasas, some variety. You know, a confectioner, you know, has no taste for sweets. You know, he's fed up with them. He's surrounded by sweets all day, so he doesn't have much taste for them. But you know, a little sweet, once at the end of the meal, maybe that's nice, but not a meal of nothing but sweets. So Krishna wants a variety too. A little bit of, you know, Kerala, a little bit of something salty, like that. Even Kamsa Hiranyakashipu, they add some spice to his pastimes. Yes?
When you mentioned that the sloka Sudama, that Sudama says,
yes,
and then we're asked to be guru, because
that's how Prabhupada reads it, yeah.
Does it mean that we cannot, in our normal state, we cannot hope to be embraced or be close to Krishna in any other way? So, is that the mode in which he's saying that? Hence,
you perform the role of preaching for Krishna, then you're the most intimately connected with Krishna. Yeah. You want some intimate connection, that's the way to get it. You know, do this preaching work for him, and then you can have whatever you want. You know, Krishna's, you know, indebted to those who preach. The gopis glorify. Bhuvi granantiye buridhajana. Those who glorify Krishna in this world, on the earth, they're the most magnificent welfare workers. So they're, you know, you'll get the blessings of the gopis if you do the preaching work.
And even Sunama was involved in preaching.
Yes. Well, that's in the movie. But yeah, he's singing songs and telling everybody. I don't know. You know, that's not mentioned in the Bhagavatam, in that Marathi movie. But there's some movie about Sadama and Krishna, and Sadama's preaching to everybody. But that's not recorded in the Bhagavatam. He's preaching by his example. Okay, check our sources. Yeah, be careful what source you're quoting from.
Right.
Yeah. Yes.
Why does Sudama call himself
Yeah, he's being humble. If I was a real Brahmin, I'd have some money in my pocket. You know, he's just thinking humbly because I'm wretched. I must be unfavored by the goddess of fortune. You know, goddess Lakshmi must be, the wife of Krishna must be dissatisfied with me. I must be an offender. So he's assuming, because I'm poor and wretched, that I'm a failure. He hasn't done anything else wrong. You know, he's executed his duties, he's doing his worship, he's meditating on Krishna constantly, but he's thinking, I'm an unfit Brahmana. Yeah. Out of humility. Yeah. I must be unfit. Otherwise, why would my children be hungry? Yeah. Krishna says, those who actually are my devotees and thinking of me, I provide everything they need. And we don't even have food on the table. So Krishna and the goddess of fortune must be dissatisfied with me. That's how he's thinking. Okay. Yeah. All right. Thank you. All glories to Srila Prabhupada, Srimad Bhagavatam, Ki Jai.